Did anybody have a regular house, say around the spring, have a regular little place to keep milk?
Some of them did, yeah. They had a little box built for the water to run in, and they had a lid over it to keep dogs and things from
stealing
their milk, you see. But we always just set ours in there, you see, and just laid a plank or something over it and keep the dogs from.
Did people ever call that box near a spring, spring house, or what would they call that, I wonder?
They called milk boxes when they did milk have box. One.
Did you ever hear it called a dairy?
No, I never did.
No? What is that you have in front of your house? What do you call it?
Storm house.
Well, that's a storm shelter.
Storm we call it storm house. Storm house. We used it the other night, too.
Did you?
Yes, about three times.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Do you ever keep anything in there? Vegetables?
Yeah, I keep my potatoes. Keep my potatoes in there and pumpkins.
Uh-huh.
Could have wanted to keep my fruit in there and it wouldn't freeze. But mm-hmm. We don't keep it in there. We just keep it in the house.
Mm-hmm.
People used to have what they call a cellars to keep the potatoes under their house.
Mm-hmm.
And they call them cellars.
Mm-hmm.
The old time we had one, we had a cellar we kept the potatoes in.
I see. This storm house, you've got it facing away from the wind, don't you?
Yeah. Well, it's the only place I had to build one. I didn't like to build it like this because it could come in there and, you know, lift the top off. But I told them that as long as it didn't blow the hole away, it's a better place to be in there in the house because it's that low in the house would.
Sure is. did you have anything in the kitchen where you stored dishes or anything?
Yeah, we call it a safe.
Uh-huh. And did you have another room where you, or did other places, other houses, have a separate room where they might store things like dishes and fruit and?
We always kept our fruit in the cellar and we use what we call a safe for the dishes and just had a table and the safe in there in the dining room where we eat.
Does the term pantry, did you ever have a pantry?
Yeah, my grandmother had a pantry. She called it a pantry.
Would you describe that?
Well, it was just sort of like what I'd call a safe, but it had wooden doors on it. My mother had tin doors on it. And this old pantry my grandmother had, it just had wooden doors on.
Uh-huh.
She kept cakes and pies and potatoes. And
that wasn't
in the pantry.
That wasn't a separate room. It was.
She generally had it off in another room, not in the kitchen.
how about things that. Maybe you should throw away, but you don't want to. What do you call them?
Well, more of a keepsake, something like that.
Broken toys or old pieces of furniture or something like that. What do you call that? Did you have a name for it?
I don't remember.
Did you ever hear... we got a little bit more room. Did you ever hear the word junk or plunder?
Yeah, we call it junk.
The junk? Did people
we got a junk house out there in our backyard. We call it a junk house.
You never called it plunder?
No.
Plunder?
Just call it a junk.
And if you had a room in the house where you just stored things, what would you call that room? What does anybody call it? Room like that. They just store things.
It's called a junk room or in a junk room.
Uh-huh. Okay. And a little bit more. your wife, every morning, what does she usually do to the house? She goes around and what?
Sweeps.
Uh-huh. You ever call that, what is she doing when she's sweeping? She's what, the house?
Cleaning.
Uh-huh. tidies up.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And on Mondays, most housewives do their what?
Dinner wash.
And then Tuesday, what do they usually do?
Well, they didn't iron that day. Wash one day and iron the next.
And next.